Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. I can't think of anything funny to say.
A while back, Zamet asked me if I'd like to do a Dungeons & Dragons game with my dad and my little brother Ryder. I was like, yeah, so I suggested it to them, and Dad was like, what? What are you talking about, Jack? And Ryder was like, I once played a game of D&D on a bus and it sucked and was for nerds. But, after much convincing, they agreed, and together we recorded one of the greatest adventures in D&D's for Nerds history ever, maybe. If you signed up to Patreon before April 1st, you'll get exclusive access to what we are calling D&D's for Dad. Links are in the show notes below, so make your way to Patreon right now and help support the show and feast your ears on something very special.
Welcome to Chapter 9 of Northern Bounty, a D&D's for Nerds side quest adventure. Previously.
Alright, hot tip. If Wolf comes down and barrels on door, don't wake the people who are sleeping. Let them sleep unless Wolf goes into cabin. Then wake us up. Then we prepare.
Trissa, the fire goes out.
No, Adam, I don't think it does.
It does.
I don't want that.
You find those salves. So you find a couple creams and a couple dusts, but there's no obvious use for them.
No idea what these do. I'm going to lay the traps out around the whole perimeter.
These traps are for rabbits.
Don't care.
Deer.
Chuck me on that sled.
And we will get you some damn new lizard legs.
You spot what must be the druid's grotto.
Wait.
Correct.
Before we go ahead assuming that it's... You know, the werewolf's back. What if he's the druid is a wolf?
Alright, so we go to a town that is overrun with werewolves.
Yes.
Their mayor is called Fenris fucking Wolf.
Yes.
They've got a sheriff who is basically dresses like wolf.
He's draped in wolves, I know.
Then they have a druid nearby who is also a fucking wolf.
The cave isn't very deep. Immediately within, you see 9 wolf cubs.
Ooh.
Yipping babies. And I will kill to protect them.
I feel like I gaslighted
the
you guys.
Polar bear
great.
Rears back onto its back feet, puts its massive paws skyward. A storm appears above all of you.
What?
And a hail falls.
Bullshit.
Arrayed around the transfigured druid, your fight continues. It is now Triss's turn.
How far away am I?
You're standing right next to him.
I think I'd like to take a few steps back and then shoot him.
Yeah, sure. The small gnome in the battle armor and the giant shield steps away from the bear so that the arrow takes good bear fist to his face and ruins perfection simply so you can get his good shot in.
Yep.
The arrow happy.
This team is falling apart.
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
No, this fucked me last time. Give me the
good news
first.
You hit him.
The bad news. I figure this out.
There are 2 arrows sticking out of the polar bear. Neither one of them have caused blood to form. Mm.
She can attack with a sword catcher, yeah?
Yeah, I would recommend that because she's got the highest AC.
It still works as a sword.
So if you were at the front line, golly, your AC is so high, but you never stand next to the enemy. So, I mean,
No, it's kind of good. Your character's kind of sneaky.
Looking out for me.
Looking out for number one. It's in character.
But also, I'm going to die. So I think I know what I'm going to do next. I just keep thinking, sword catcher is for catching swords.
If the thing you're thinking of doing next is running away, just letting you know, you aren't very fast.
I'm
the polar bear would have time to heal itself of its blindness and then catch up to you.
That's amazing.
My plan, if that happened, would be left some stumpy here. Distraction method. Sorry, buddy. No, I'm not going to run away. Don't worry, guys. You can trust me.
No, I know we can't. But if I ever tell you, she'll just slit my throat.
Would I do that?
Chet, it's your turn.
Tasha's hideous laughter. Let's make a polar bear laugh and lose 5 turns.
Oh, that's amazing.
The polar bear collapses onto its side laughing.
I got you good, dickhead. Now stab him a bunch for me.
What does the leg do, Tasha's hideous laughter?
It makes him lose 5 turns.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
They're laughing too hard.
That's how funny I am. Next time you're like, oh, shit, your jokes are fucking awful. Remember this moment.
And then now you can use the next 4 turns to buff us.
Yes, all right, I suppose.
So I was going to go grab one of them wolf pups and be like, stop taking or kill puppy.
That would have been clever. But look, he's incapacitated.
Okay. All right,
it's fine.
I mean, he just found them. I don't know how attached he is.
Well, he seems like he's 9 of them. You've got to be attached to keep 9 puppies.
How big
is a
puppy?
I mean, like, if he's got 9, he's got 8 more.
How much meat's on a puppy?
Not that much. Little itty bitty thing.
If a creature with Tasha's hideous laughter.
Yeah.
If the creature that you're trying to affect is too different from you, they get a bonus to their save because the joke doesn't, quotation marks, translate well.
That's funny. But he's a man, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
He's got a human brain.
Including.
Well, it's a bit squishy.
All right, so he's now incapacitated.
Yes, he can't.
We can't stop the fight.
He's still able to defend himself. He's just not able to attack or move, really.
So we can either just kill him or we can just wait this out. What do you want to do?
I know what my team's for.
It's not going to last very long. You're not going to escape in the time he's
No,
got
but I can, like, run, maybe get Puppy, be like, don't attack or I kill Puppy, or I can just.
I say,
stab
you
him.
Might as well get the Puppy.
Kill. All right. And then get the silver and then bugger off.
I'm going to go and get a Puppy.
Ugh.
All right, you run in, you grab a Puppy, but that's your
fucking
turn.
Fucking
tease. All right. Know. Wait, I still do stuff.
Yeah,
you have your turn. You fight another arrow, remember?
But I got another 5 turns where he doesn't do anything.
It's
the polar bear's turn.
I'm not done doing things.
Oh, fine.
You eager beaver.
I am an eager beaver.
You are.
You really are.
An eager eagle is another one you can say.
Really?
You can use that, listeners, if you want.
That's from Jackson to you, directly. Yeah,
that's my
point. I mean, it's dumb. No, but I'm kidding. It's fine.
It's great,
okay,
actually.
So, Trissa.
Yes.
You take... Bang! Bang! Something big and heavy slams into you twice from behind.
Hey.
You stagger around.
No.
Uh-huh. God. Thinking about a gnome druid on our side, just saying.
You know what? You guys are quick to bloody judge.
Well, standing taller than a hill giant, this hulking, white-furred, ape-like beast shambles along on 2 legs.
Bullshit.
Its huge hands end in powerful claws, and its pale blue eyes are cold and hateful. Jackson?
Show me your picture.
Looks like an abominable snowman throwing rocks at us.
Are we fighting a fucking Yeti?
Yeah.
I don't want to fight a fucking Yeti.
With your bardic knowledge, Chet, you know what a Yeti is.
It's a motherfucking Yeti!
Damn!
God damn! Adam, how can I kill the thing I love?
Just wait till I throw a Bigfoot at you.
Fuck, a Bigfoot in D&D?
Yeah.
Can you be a Bigfoot?
The dream, mate.
That truly is.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Fuck this game. Fucking Bigfoot in the big city. That's the game I want.
Yeah. Anyway, you're about to take damage.
I am facing it.
No.
Trissa.
Aw, poop.
For the first time, well, not the first time. Anyway, you take 13 points of damage.
Oof. Not brilliant.
That's fine. You can fight a Yeti.
Yeah.
Fine.
You got this. Solo this Yeti.
I can find a Yeti and a polar bear while Stumpy McStump here lies probably yelling jokes and the other one runs off to get a puppy.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm just going to make that one laugh as well. I got three.
The polar bear is rolling on the ground laughing in mirth.
Mm-hmm.
Trissa? You're being
right.
Sandwiched in between a Yeti and a polar bear. What do you do?
What do I do? I feel
what
like
a line.
I want to get rid of the polar bear and then attack the Yeti, but I...
The polar bear's not attacking you, but then...
Yeah, I know, but it will when it fucking stops laughing.
No, because I reckon I can placate polar bear.
Attack the Yeti, please.
Okay.
With your sword catcher?
Yes.
Yes.
Really don't have any other options.
You
slash the Yeti across its chest. It growls in anger at you.
I think that means you killed it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
You heard it, dying but breath. You didn't even
rest
come
in peace, Yeti.
It was nice knowing you.
You've been good. You've been a good pal.
Then it is...
This boy's...
Chet's turn.
Your main man. Tasha's hideous laughter on the Yeti. Everyone's having a good time. Fuck it, cast it on you two and myself.
What level spell is Tasha's hideous laughter?
First. Yep.
The Yeti does not find your joke amusing.
I suppose it's a Yeti. That's fair enough.
Nothing. Also, yeah, it just doesn't speak your language as well. So you know?
It only speaks Yeti.
Giant.
All right, that's
a type
cool.
Of giant.
That's cool.
All right, so then it is the Arrow's turn. You come back outside.
Oh, okay. Can I also maybe grab a couple of silver weapons?
Well, that'll be your turn then.
Do you think we got it?
Hmm.
I mean, we can go back.
You can still hear the laughter.
Oh, yeah, I'll grab a couple of Whippet weapons. Fuck it.
What do you want?
Something for me and something for, what's her name?
Just
Trissa.
Give yourself a short sword and a great sword.
Oh, I think the great sword's silver,
yeah?
Me.
Yeah, they're silvered weapons.
Not going to grab anything for me? Rude.
All right, three weapons then.
A short sword, a long sword, a great sword.
The three swords.
What are you going to do, Stumpy?
I still got hands.
I should have given. I should pass you my longbow.
All right, you should.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I've got a heavy crossbow.
Okay, that's your turn.
Yeah. Bloody pull that out,
Trissa.
Bloody. Yes.
The Yeti continues to pound away at you.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I look forward to coming out and seeing a Yeti.
Yeah, that's going to be funny. I mean, scary.
You lift up your giant shield to try and fend off its attacks. Wham! The first attack crumples your shield a little bit, and oof. It's bending a little inside now. The second one knocks it out of place completely, and he uppercuts you.
Ooh,
you take
he's so punching little. You.
That's so funny.
You take 9 points of damage.
Yeti punch.
Yeti ow.
Yeti ow indeed, Ali. Yeti
I guess
ow
that's
indeed.
Why they call them
the Yowies.
Whoa! The polar bear continues to giggle.
Yowies are our Bigfoot. Yeah, yes. Good. We got him chuckling. That's good.
Mm. Trissa?
I'd like to attack him with my sword catcher.
Stab that Yeti.
Yep.
Stab that Yeti in the stomach.
You draw another cut across the Yeti.
I hope you wear the Yeti pelt.
Me
that's
too.
Good, because it's an ape, and it's funny to wear ape pelts.
All right.
Because it feels like sacrilege, because they're so close to humanity, and bit. I like that.
It cries out in pain again, but it otherwise makes no notice.
Like all killing right. a chimp.
Mm,
there's something
shooting.
Fucked about that, and I love it.
Then it is Chet's turn.
If I make the Yeti deaf, that's pretty funny. No, I'll hit it with the heavy crossbow.
All right.
From my little perch of the, I nearly said yacht sled. Whoosh, thump, thump, thump.
Your attack hits the Yeti.
Good.
Nice.
I feel like sometimes I'm the only one who makes sound effects in
you
this
are.
Game.
Correct.
I feel like that's you guys.
All of my
the team
sound effects are words.
Yeah,
pew,
they
pew,
are.
Pew, zip, zip, zip. That's it.
Like, you do like onomatopoeia, like comic book sound effects. It's good.
The bolt strikes with a dull thunk, and the Yeti growls again, but louder this time.
Got him.
And then it is D'Aral's turn.
All right, I'm going to leave the cave.
You see the Yeti?
What the fuck is this?
And that's your turn.
That's good.
Can the I Yeti. At least like throw some?
Yeah, you guys can get your weapons, I guess. They're right. thrown to your feet.
Do Yetis die from silver?
You are aware that Yetis are do not take any special damage from
what about
solar.
Druids?
No, druids as well.
What about polar bears?
They're just more for werewolves.
Okay, Trissa, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Oh, for fuck's sake, the good news.
The good news is its second attack misses.
Can you guess the bad news?
What's bad news, Adam?
Its first attack crumples your head in.
Ooh.
Chet and D'Aral, you both see as the Yeti brings down a mighty fist onto Triss's head. That her helmet comes in a little bit and blood squirts out in all directions.
Boy. That is dead gnome.
You're not dead. Don't get too excited. Instead, you just take 7 points of damage. Enough to kill a regular man, but you're fine.
What?
You're a powerful little gnome.
Oh my goodness.
Gnome.
They call them gnomes.
Mm.
Let's not do this again.
Okay.
Wow, yes, are you okay, Jackson? Like, are you sick?
Do I need help?
Golly, just
it's the ice madness. It proper got me.
Yeah, it's finally. Being reasonable.
What now you're seeing it.
Anyway, that was the Yeti's turn. The polar bear continues to laugh uncontrollably.
I fucking got that polar bear.
Trissa?
Good.
It must have been a good joke.
It was.
I'd like to attack the do I have my short sword now?
Mm-hmm. You can use the short sword instead if you want, yeah.
Adam, which one would be which would I be better at?
They both do the same damage.
Okay. Well,
actually, they're both the same. The sword catcher has the advantage of being able to disarm, but the Yeti does not have the
weapons
to
disarm. Exactly,
so I'm
going to use the short sword.
Its mouth.
Pretty pullers.
You want to use the short sword?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So with the new silvered short sword in hand, you strike. Oh, golly. Huh.
Crit.
Good.
Hey.
It's making some ape noises, though. Because of my ape attack.
Spun around. Normal damage and flat-footed for a round.
That's not a bad option.
Yeah,
good job.
Tripped him. You bloody hamstrung him, mate.
Yeah,
got him there. Get the hammy.
Got him right in the hammies.
And his Achilles.
Yeah. Now he's fallen. Like a dickhead.
I wanted to make an Olympus has fallen joke, which is so obscure.
You slash low at the Yeti and cut it on one of its legs. It falls to its knees, and you, with your mighty boot, bring it up and kick it in its side.
Yes.
The Yeti spins around and falls on all fours.
That's what you get for squishing my head.
It's ready now for someone to make a killing blow. It looks very weakened. And that puts it at the Arrol's turn.
Then I'm going to go over to the Yeti with my hellbird and be like, this fucking day. Headed up to here with this bullshit. Holding a puppy under my arm.
That's good.
One-handed with the hellbird. Vicious attack. Yes.
Ruff. I don't like that Adam face. What's wrong with killing a fucking Yeti? We gonna get in trouble?
Oh no.
Is it like there's not many left and like...
So,
Greenpeace
as
is
you
mad.
Stab forwards with the halberd, you crush the pup a little bit uncomfortably against your arm.
No.
The pup yips in pain and snaps at your hand.
Mm.
You let go of the halberd with one of your hands, and the halberd misses the Yeti.
All right. Sorry, little puppy. It's okay.
Aw, poor little puppy.
I've called him Henry.
All right. I'm going to attach you, idiot.
What?
It could be werewolf pups.
What if they're going to grow
might be
up
a thing.
To be, you know, people?
It is all right.
The Yeti gives
snow
a
madness.
Half...
Snow madness. He's got it.
Put him out. Put him out of his misery.
Worked for the druid.
Did it?
Well, it will.
From his nearly prone position, the Yeti gives a half-hearted attempt at fighting back, but his wild swings don't connect with anyone now. He looks like he's on his last legs. The polar bear continues to laugh.
Fuck, good. I got that polar bear so good.
Yeah.
He's chucking.
You better get him again, because he's about to come out of his
Trissa?
Joke. I'd like to kill the fucking Yeti.
Chop its head off.
Oh, if I
Woo!
Could.
Did you get another... Fucking...
Oh, I'd be so happy. Yes!
You're a fucking yes! gem.
I know.
Fucked it good.
Thanks, mate.
Across the eyes.
Ooh.
Permanently blinded. Not that it's going to matter.
Not yet,
it's already blind.
Well, actually, you might do enough damage to not kill it outright.
The polar bear's blind, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No. Oh, were you taking the polar bear?
No.
Yeah, the Yeti.
Just, yeah.
Okay. You grab the Yeti by its head hair. You pull backwards, and then you slash. You at first maybe mean to slash it across the throat, but instead you slash it across the eyes. It has the same effect ultimately, though. Blood starts pouring out of the Yeti at an amazing pace. You let go of the Yeti's head, it falls to the ground and starts bleeding out in the snow.
Shit, what? Trisha, you brutal.
You're getting really, frighteningly brutal. Like, I'm worried you're that brutal.
Again, I'd like to wink at Jet.
Oh my god.
Chet, it's your turn.
I'd like to crossbow bolt that Yeti in the brain.
It's dead.
Oh.
Or dying. It's not getting up at any point.
Then I'll deafen the polar bear.
Oh no.
Oh wait, you're going to bargain with it. I'm going to assume I did it.
The arrow?
Alright, I look at polar bear. Look at everyone, calm down. Polar bear, calm down. Popsy Givens, whatever your name is.
Popsy Givens.
Everyone calm down or I will strangle little Henry here. Probably shouldn't have named him.
If you're going to kill him.
Probably not now.
Probably,
that was a mistake.
Probably shouldn't have bonded with him.
Probably
go get another one. You can kill that one.
It's probably
and this is how the Arrol adopted 5 wolf pups.
Maybe. What a... All right, Trixie Poppins. What's your fucking name? Pixie Drop.
Pixie Dop. Fuck, you've come up with good names for this name, damn it.
All right, Pixie. This is... Okay, everybody calm down. Everyone
Pixing.
Relax.
Yeah.
Pixing. Don't turn back into gnome or we will kill little Henry here. I give Henry a kiss on the forehead.
The polar bear continues to laugh. Trissa?
Gee, what should I do? Kill the polar bear.
No, Trissa, Link, it's fine. It's... Everybody is...
everybody is friends.
These some bullshit.
This
Trissa, stop it. I'll get a rolled up newspaper and smack you on the nose. Bad Trissa.
Trissa will get you attached to a polar bear. To a
your attack hits.
Yes.
And now it's going to come back, but it's going to be mad.
The polar bear roars in rage as it gets struck. The laughter seems to have died.
Quick, right. Make it laugh.
Chet.
I've seen him try and bargain with it. That's fine. Can I hold it? No.
No, you can.
Polar bear.
Oh, but it's not a person.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. Mm.
Good. I'll hold my action until it attacks.
Okay.
See what happens with the arrow.
All right. Trissa, stop attacking polar bear. Pixen, calm everyone, calm down.
I'm going to say you make an intimidation check if that's your round.
Pixen?
Wow, you did really well on that intimidation check. Unfortunately, your intimidation check falls on deaf ears.
Oh,
you dipshits, the polar bear attacks. And it knows where an enemy is.
Oh, it's blind. I shouldn't have deafened the polar bear. I'm a fucking idiot.
Maybe you can take it away.
Can I dispel deafness? Is that a power?
Is that a pill you have?
I don't even know if I can dispel spells. Some I can.
Odds or evens, Trissa?
Evens, please.
Evens.
Odds or evens, Trissa?
Odds.
Did I not just get odds? We time travel in here? I mean, yeah. That's what D&D Sphinx is all about. Time travel.
Time travel and doubts.
I have a lot of names that you've named him. I've got Popsy Givens, which was good. Trixie Poppin.
Whap! Ah. One of its claws, the polar bear slams into your side, Trissa. Mm. Whap! The other claw slams into your other side. You take 22 points of damage.
That seems like a lot. How much have I got left?
10 by my count.
Oh dear.
You're fine.
We'll be fine.
Look, just let me dispel
and
the
And then
death.
The polar bear tries to crunch down on you with its teeth.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, fuck this. You shove the polar bear bodily in its chest.
Good.
You can attempt to trip it, to bull rush it. So bull rush is to push it away.
Yeah.
Or to overrun it.
Trip What's it, overrun? Please.
Overrun means you basically like walk over it.
Trip it.
Trip it?
Yeah.
All right.
Trip it, lock it, put it in your pocket.
That's exactly what I wanted. Purple, please. Only because green wasn't there.
Otherwise, you'd have been all over that.
That's a polar bear's strength.
It's big.
Mm, yeah. You try to shove it, but the polar bear is a big creature, and you are a small one.
You're a little gnome.
You're unable to shove it over, but luckily its bite misses you by miles.
Well, that's small wins. Small victories, guys.
Small wins. In big versus small, Jeff. Small wins.
I'll quickly look up to see if you can dispel this.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, if I can dispel the deafness, I will. If not, I don't know what the fuck I'll do.
How long
does the deafness last for? I hope it's till a cleric heals him.
Permanent.
Funny.
So a cleric can remove it, but otherwise.
Otherwise, that's just a deaf druid.
All right, I guess we're killing that druid.
Blind.
I might be able to dispel it. Give us a sec.
That's true.
No, bloody... Let's not panic.
He can't see or hear. We.
Hey, can I use mage hand like mage legs?
Yes.
Just like one hand poking out of my stump that I hop on. I'd have ape hands for feet. Oh, wait. It's been a real ape heavy this session.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You like them, so it's fine.
I think they're funny, certainly.
Okay. And I hate monkeys.
Guess who's adopting 9 wolf pups?
This boy. I don't believe you have the spell to fix it.
That's a shame. I'll crossbow the bear then.
That's a shame. I guess we're putting it out of its misery.
Well, we can't reason with it if it's deaf.
I think he's
Oh,
mad.
You need to spend your turn reloading.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Can I leap out of the thing and stab it? Like, can I, like, launch myself?
Like, I guess, yeah.
No, I'll reload.
No, I mean, you can.
Yeah, but
it's blind, so...
It's not that damaged, though. Seems stupid. Nah, fuck it, I'd do it.
What like do you attack it with?
Like a coiled spring. I'll attack it with my sword, my +1 sword. Like a coiled spring. I'll... like
so,
a chameleon's tongue.
You're pretty puffed by the time you get to the polar bear. So your sword attacks are mostly useless.
Why don't
you're just
leave?
Rolling around where it's stomping around.
Why did I leave the safety of the sled?
Daryl?
My next turn is going to be climbing back in.
So do I know that the polar bear is now blind and deaf?
Well, you knew it was blind. You're pretty sure it's deaf.
You saw me do spells on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm very sorry, Henry, that you have to see this. I cover Henry's eyes and I go in there, halberd raised, and attack the polar bear.
Don't squish it again, though.
I'm covering his eyes.
Okay. Don't want him
do you
to see.
Make this vicious?
Of course I do. And like maybe a 3 power attack.
You're gonna fuck him up. No, it's better to do it quick. His life spins ahead.
Yes. I wonder. Let it be known I tried.
You did. Hey, you did your best. You're a good person. Even if this team is sort of turning out to not be.
You slash low at the polar bear, and you don't disembowel it, but you can see bowels.
Right.
You disembowel adjacent.
Oh, and it would be so stark in the snow.
Oh,
and the
it's going to be real visible.
Yeah.
The steam is coming out from its gut.
Don't listen, Henry, either.
The polar bear lets out a mighty bellow and swings at you, the arrow.
It's going to be okay, Henry.
What are you going to name all the others? Where are we going to keep them?
Garfunkel?
Oh, you've written them
oh,
down.
Oh, he's already written it down.
Wolfens?
One step ahead.
Wolfens! That's cute.
Gaspy? I'm going to name one Pixens.
Oh.
Paws.
Oh.
Left foot.
Okay.
Gibbons. And Rachel.
Gibbons is my favorite.
Okay.
No.
So,
I guess the eight.
I like left foot.
I haven't
like
rolled
simple.
For mischance yet, because there's a 50-50 chance that all of these attacks will hit. But know that... Golly, the polar bear got two criticals, so you better hope the mischance saved you, because, man, there is an ass-whooping with your name on it.
Oh, God.
Odds or evens?
Oh, whatever, evens.
Evens?
Fine.
First attack misses.
Super good.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
Odds. Second attack misses.
Right.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
Evens. Third attack hits.
That's all right.
So let me just letting you know. So first attack was 16. Which would have been a hit. Second attack was a 20, oof, potential dodged. Critical. 20 to confirm that,
oof.
Didn't get a third 20.
Oof. Thank goodness.
Third attack was a 20,
oof.
With a 17 to confirm.
Oof.
So you're still getting crit it's fucked. Right.
You're still getting, yeah, one
you're
crit
still
fucked.
Still getting crit fucked.
Golly, it could have been bad.
That's all right. I'm a very powerful boy.
Yeah,
man,
no one this handsome can die by polar bear.
Exactly. This would have killed, this would have... This probably would have taken you down.
Yeah.
Like, if it didn't kill you, it would have fucked you so bad.
Fuck. Lucky.
Lucky boy.
You don't understand. It really would have been bad.
They're okay. Now it's just a crit. Like, what else?
Whatever. Look, it's fine. I have my whole new harem of puppies.
Harem? I will fuck Far all these out. Dogs. That's the plan.
No,
oh,
no.
I thought you were going to... Oh. All right.
What do you call a collective dogs?
A grump, I think.
A grump
no,
of dog.
No, a pack.
You're right.
So, it's a pack.
It's a pack.
It's a dog pack. A wolf pack, if you must.
The first slash misses. Slashing just at air around you. The second attack, slash, comes this close to disemboweling you.
Jesus Christ.
Actually would have torn your guts out. But you're out of the way at the last second.
Don't look
but
in
then,
there.
As you look down to be like, whoo, the polar bear bites you on the back of the neck,
piece of shit,
picks you up like it would a pup,
shit.
And shakes you until oh, you God. Are fucking dizzy.
Pixens, you're hurting your Henry.
You take 14 points
pup.
Of damage
ooh,
and 8 points of bleed damage.
That
every
shit.
Round, you will lose 8 hit points until a heal check is made on you. The heal check takes it from 8 to 4. A second heal check will then stop all the bleed.
Super good.
Between the regular damage and the bleed damage, you take 22 points in total, which is oof. The first damage you've taken in this fight, isn't
that's
it?
That's pretty good.
Well, good so. For you, mate.
Yeah, you should be chuffed.
Don't congratulate. He's dying now.
You'll be right.
No, well, I'm a tough boy. I've got like 75, whatever. It's
yeah.
Good.
Trissa?
Attack a polar bear.
We have to kill this guy.
Like, we have to. Like I didn't want to, but we have to now.
On you, Triss.
And you, blind deaf boy over here.
I just made him a little bit blind. That's fine.
I was like, if we just like moved away.
Well, we don't even know what he was doing.
The like, polar bear. The polar bear is just swinging wildly and biting in every and any direction it can. And after you saw what it did to Daryl, bite him on the back of the neck, pick him up and throw him around,
mm-hmm.
you're not in quite so much a hurry to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you are unable to strike properly at the polar bear and you don't land a hit.
Bugger.
Ball sacks.
See, I kind of want to put like Henry down. And, like, push it towards the polar bear. And the polar bear can then, like, see Henry and be like, oh, no, my puppies. But I've become attached to this dog.
Think of it from the perspective of poor old Poppin' Froppin'.
Yeah.
Is that, like, we come in. We're like, give us your silver. He's like, no. We're like, get him. Then you go into his cave and you're like, got one of your puppies, mate. I'm stealing your babies.
And your solar.
Chet?
I'm on the floor beneath it, yeah?
Yep.
Can I shoot up?
You can attack upwards with your sword, but you gotta... With your sword, yeah?
Can I do it? What about my crossbow?
You can do your crossbow, but you got to reload it.
I already did.
When did you do that?
I had to take a turn reloading.
Yeah, but I don't think you did you?
Oh, no, I don't think I did. I leapt off. I was just hit it with a sword.
Adam Cannavale, continuity baby boy.
All right, I'll hit it with the sword then.
All right.
But stabbing up into
I don't think the arrows work.
Huh?
I don't think the arrows work. I shot him twice and he's
oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, like, the sword's definitely working because you stab him in the belly.
Yay!
Yay, good. Whereas
oh, you're going to get covered in guts.
Don't say yay. You're killing an Alzheimer-ridden gnome.
Mercy. Learn about it. The snow madness has gotten to him and this is the best alternative. And I look at Chet and I wink again.
I feel like the best ending is the one where Trissa dies.
What? Why? Adam...
I'm an angel!
Adam, for once, I'm not fucking with you.
That doesn't make you a good person.
It makes me less bad.
No, it doesn't!
Like, Ali, I like you, but your character is kind of a cunt.
What are you talking about?
If only there were a way to balance the two. To be a nice character and a nice person. If only.
If only.
If only.
Anyway.
Don't you fucking start. You.
What am I? Me, Angel. You. Angel boy Zaman. You.
This has become a violent group.
Oh, and you. And you. Fuck you.
Almost
you.
Got
fuck
out.
You. Anyway.
You almost got off scot-free there.
I did. I shouldn't have opened my handsome, sweet little dick-sucking
Daryl, it's your turn. Daryl.
Right, I'm going to take several steps back towards cave and just check on myself. Yeah, fair. Just like, Christ almighty, that was not good.
You can
good.
Try to make a heel check.
Yeah.
You did get destroyed.
Are you just going to get more puppies? Is that the secret aim?
You are unable to make a proper heal check. You continue to bleed out.
All right.
On its turn, you're going to take another point of eight.
And I'm going to like walk into the cave. That's
okay.
Probably wise.
The arrow just wanders back into the cave.
You don't need another puppy.
No, I'm not. I'm done with this fight.
I'm just checking out.
Oh,
you dickheads are on yourself.
No. What's wrong?
Oh, Chet.
Oh,
what?
Huh? No.
Get out. Shut the fuck up. Fuck you.
What happens to Chet? Find out next time on Northern Bounty, a D&D is for Nerds side quest adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.